Okay, now we have President Killeen to present the fourth in the series of updates on the strategic framework implementation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As usual, I'd like to give a short presentation on our strategic framework in action, a series of talks that we're giving at board meetings. And today's presentation will focus on research, scholarship, and our vision to build on the U of I system's place as a global powerhouse of discovery and scholarship. Problem solving and innovation are at the very core of who we are, what we are, and our unique life-changing contributions to the people of Illinois and beyond. They're ingrained in everything we do, from groundbreaking scholarship that promotes social justice and teaches us the lessons of history, to pioneering advances in the science, arts, healthcare, and technology. Our ambitious goals to build on our excellence, like the other snapshots I provided of our strategic framework in action, are rooted in the framework's pledge. The pledge reaffirms our bedrock commitment to provide the highest possible rate of return for each and every one of our many stakeholders, from the students who entrust us with their futures to the taxpayers of Illinois who invest in us as an engine of progress that will help drive our state to an even better tomorrow. It ensures that we never stand pat and never relent in our efforts to be more efficient, more competitive, and constantly improving. As a reminder to the board, our strategic framework stands on four strong pillars that will guide our way forward and are at the core of this year-long series of presentations. September's report focused on pillar one, our students, highlighting the record crop of students to our three universities last fall. In November, then, we examined pillar four, which we call Tomorrow's University Today, through the Investment Performance and Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, which would provide predictable state funding in exchange for tangible metrics that serve students in the state. And in January, we announced our strategic enrollment plans to expand to more than 93,000 students system-wide.
Today,
Mic check!
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 We are!
We are!
We are!
We are!
The Black United Front!
The Black United Front!
We are here!
We are here!
To tell you of I!
To tell you of I!
To fund Black future!
To fund Black future!
To admit more Black students!
To admit more Black students!
To retain more Black students!
To retain more Black students!
Stop the cuts and fund Black future!
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 And as I said, we announced plan to expand to more than 93,000 students with a strategic enrollment. And before you leave, friends, that will include a major commitment to underrepresented minority students at the University of Illinois. So thank you for your passion and your statements. Today, though, we want to take a closer look at Pillar 2, Research and Scholarship with Global Impact, and how we can turbocharge our world-class resources to address some of today's most vexing challenges and lead the way to progress. Our potential is reflected in the achievements and commitments of the past. Consider the advances that trace their roots to our faculty and alumni in special education and access for the disabled, in a sweet corn hybrid that accounts for now 95% of sales in U.S. grocery stores, in the first treatment for multi-drug-resistant HIV, and in high-tech breakthroughs from LED lighting to plasma screens and night vision technologies. Our success stems from attracting top faculty and staff from around the world and across all disciplines, leading-edge scholars who also inspire new generations of students to follow in their footsteps. And our commitment to students is embedded throughout our commitment to research and scholarship. Virtually all of our undergraduate students are exposed to research at some point in their curriculum across an amazingly broad array of fields and areas. Many programs that we have culminate in capstone projects or a senior thesis that involve research. More than half of the students at the three universities choose to engage yet more deeply in research activity, such as participating in one-on-one research projects supervised by faculty, taking a research methods course, or working in a research lab. Each university also offers programs that support student participation in conferences and symposia to present their research to academic audiences. This is a major commitment to our ongoing research and development and scholarship activities. It is all about the students and their world-class experience. Within Pillar 2 of the strategic framework, there are four themes, so I'm going to just briefly go through the four themes. The first is focused on the system-wide culture that promotes innovation, collaboration, entrepreneurship, and thoughtful risk-taking that allows our faculty and students to flourish. That forward-looking culture took hold even before our founding, a milestone that we're celebrating with the 150th anniversary this year. But before what is now called pharmacy was even a field, our forebears pioneered a school of pharmacy that continues today as one of the leading institutions nationally. The Chicago College of Pharmacy, the precursor to UIC's College of Pharmacy, was born on September the 12th, 1859. Before the Civil War, nearly a decade before the U of I welcomed its inaugural class to Urbana-Champaign, and it helped fulfill the vision of the then-fledgling American Pharmaceutical Association, created to advance the knowledge of pharmacy practitioners who were at the time still called druggists. The history of innovation, collaboration, and risk-taking from the 1850s continues through our history. Our faculty have been pioneers in fields ranging from biomedical science and engineering to social justice. Rajit Varma, for example, led a surgical center at UIC that is the only one in Illinois to implant artificial retinas that let patients with very low or no vision see shapes and movement. The Illinois Innocence Project at UIS that we're extremely proud of has freed 10 people who were wrongly imprisoned and continues its important work. Our students have also taken risks to overcome cultural barriers to succeed beyond their wildest dreams. Rosalind Yallo was the only woman among 400 faculty and students in Urbana's physics department when she received her PhD in 1945 and then went on to win a Nobel Prize for Medicine in 1977. Urbana faculty members John Bardeen, a two-time Nobel Prize winner, and Nick Holoniak helped lay the foundations of the modern information age. Larry Smarr helped build on that legacy, submitting a visionary, unsolicited proposal to the National Science Foundation in 1985 that led to the National Center for Supercomputing Applications in Urbana. It brought together teams from across the systems, arts and humanities, and science and engineering departments. In this environment, NCSA's Eric Beiner and a student, Mark Andreessen, developed a web browser that changed society, bringing the internet to every citizen and generating trillions of dollars for the world economy. Chicago faculty members have developed medical treatments that save lives. Dr. Arun Ghosh developed Prezista, the first treatment for multidrug-resistant HIV. This life-saving drug is widely available, including in underdeveloped nations where it is needed the most, at low cost. The discovery of this drug represented a turning point for worldwide HIV therapy. Another UIC researcher developed a medical device that detects circulating tumor cells, the cells that could be responsible for the spread of cancer. To build on that platform of excellence, we continue to recruit world-class faculty for the 21st century challenges that face us. The Granger Engineering Breakthroughs Initiative, for example, launched with a $100 million gift from the Granger Foundation, is helping us attract new generations of star faculty, such as Tandy Warnow, a founder professor in the departments of computer science and bioengineering. Tandy is a leader in using computers to better understand the origin of the species and ultimately to help fight disease and develop better crops. Equally at home in supercomputing applications, in the Institute of Genomic Biology, or the departments of electrical and computer engineering, mathematics, statistics, animal biology, entomology, and plant biology. And yes, she has appointments in all of those places. This kind of stellar faculty can change the world. And just to let you know, a little teaser for our May meeting, we intend to continue to recruit and retain and support world-class faculty across our university system. That commitment is in place and will be expanded. Theme two is in our strategic framework is to identify significant socio-technical problems that the system as a whole is particularly well-suited to solve. So Tandy's cross-disciplinary background underscores a strategy that will help us drive towards the framework's goals. We will capitalize on our strengths, identifying significant, what we call as socio-technical problems that the system is well-suited to solve. Problems that don't only have a biophysical basis, but have a social, human, behavioral basis for which the solutions have to flow from comprehensive institutions like ours. A long legacy of working across disciplines has positioned us to address these 21st century trends in research and education, as well as any university system in the world. For decades, we have been building on what a 2014 National Research Council report called transdisciplinary convergence. I like to think of transdisciplinary convergence, R us, at the University of Illinois, where traditional disciplines merge to form new areas of scholarship in fluid, purposeful ways. We're prepared to lead in this new world, tackling these complex problems and fostering solutions that the world needs, our state needs, society needs. And our students are going to be partners throughout. An example of how that works is in UIC's Innovation Center, brings together more than 200 students with faculty and industry partners in the last year for real-life interdisciplinary collaborations that promise new medical devices, business processes, mobile apps, digital solutions, and that center's work has attracted national attention. And for example, its urology lab was named best project last year by the American Urological Association. The unique platform, that's a blank one there, oh, I see, gives our faculty a high perch to see the most pressing socio-technical challenges facing our work and then begin working with colleagues and students to solve them. UIS Educational Leadership Professor Karen Swan is part of a national team that is working to improve online learning for future generations and improve retention rates. In Urbana, Sociology and African American Studies Professor Ruby Mendenhall is using data to understand black women's history and how historical and current discrimination affects mental and physical health. The UIC Sickle Cell Center was one of its first of its kind in the nation and is what is unquestionably a remarkable medical accomplishment. Physicians at UIC have succeeded in curing 12 of 13 patients who suffered from severe sickle cell disease by transplanting stem cells donated by their siblings. Those are cures of a major chronic illness, very painful illness too. We are also addressing the challenges of the future through the valuable lessons of the past, including the wise advice of Illinois' favorite son, Abraham Lincoln, thanks to UIS Professor Michael Burlingame, who is one of the nation's most respected, if not the most respected, scholar on Lincoln and his legacy. The promise of our scholarship holds is reflected in the awards that our faculty, by their amazing work and caliber, receive. Just a sampling of some of the awards that we have in place today at our university system are shown here. Leading edge initiatives, many fields that will address critical challenges as we move our state and our nation forward. And yes, those are millions of dollars we're looking at there, hundreds of millions of dollars of investment in cutting edge research and development on our campuses. Collectively, faculty across our universities attract nearly $1 billion in research funding annually, which typically ranks among the top dozen or so university systems nationally. And Urbana has ranked number one in the nation for the National Science Foundation funding for seven straight years. UIC ranks in the top 50 nationally for awards from the National Institutes of Health. Our third theme in this pillar is to highlight the centrality of humanities and arts in the human experience. Humanities work, whether research, teaching, or civic engagement, shapes all aspects of the Illinois experience. It is indispensable to the culture of innovation and public engagement that have been the historic signatures of higher education in Illinois. In addition to being a good value proposition in and of itself and fundamentally important to civil society, grounding in the humanities is the competitive value added for students of all interests and professional tracks. With our recognized expertise in advancing interdisciplinary research and teaching that cultivates a host of critical thinking, reading, and communicative skills, the U of I system is at the very core of the 21st century liberal learning educational mission. Our newest presidential fellows, Professors Antoinette Burton of Urbana and Lisa Lee of Chicago, are actively collaborating on an initiative that will reimagine how the U of I system's world-class programs in the arts and humanities can continue to create social change and lead progress as our nation's 21st state moves into the 21st century. And I know Professor Burton is here, and if she could just stand up for a second and be acknowledged. Please join me in thanking her for her service and Lisa's service. And the scholarship that will imbue new generations of students with key competencies and talents. There are few illustrations of the centrality of humanities and arts in the human experience more memorable than the work of Donna Cox, who is the Michael Aitken Chair and Professor in the School of Art and Design at UIUC. Donna's work has integrated disciplines from art and design to computer science and astrophysics, inspiring the public and scientists alike for decades. Her interdisciplinary team is currently funded by the NSF to produce stunning scientific visualizations of work carried out by research teams from across the nation. I remind you, Donna is a professor of art. The second part of the short excerpt you are about to see was shown in Congress recently, helping to advance bipartisan legislation to improve efforts to predict and mitigate the effects of space weather events on Earth. The last part of this little movie clip highlights the work of the team of Professor Klaus Schulten, a giant in the field of biophysics, who passed away last year. This shows the first ever complete simulation of how photosynthesis works in a cell, paving the way for simulations of entire life forms at the atomistic level. Donna's work has been shown in over 150 domes around museums in cities and translated into 13 languages. And here's a little example of her work.
This is real star travel. As we look through Hubble's eye, we're getting to see them as never before. The biggest star here is surrounded by a flock of baby stars, each nested in its own cocoon.
To understand how a powerful solar storm could impact Earth, scientists have visualized its arrival in one of the largest solar computer models ever produced. The Sun can churn out as many as 3 coronal mass ejections in a day.
This is a supercomputer model of Katrina, a tool for scientists to better understand the dynamics of the hurricane system. To visualize the flow of air into the storm, they release a series of virtual streamers. Moving around the eye of the storm, winds can reach speeds of up to 250 kilometers per hour.
Theme 4 of our strategic framework speaks to forging new research and development partnerships around the world. We've redoubled our efforts in that regard, both at home and around the world. These initiatives reflect the core goals of our strategic framework as well as the very seeds of our founding since President Lincoln signed the Morrell Act in 1862. So it's imperative that we take the lead, not be a follower, but a leader in developing talent, technology, and infrastructure to catalyze collaborative innovation foster commercialization, and drive economic growth through partnerships. At home, we've partnered with the State Department of Innovation and Technology in the state of Illinois to advance Illinois as the nation's first and premier smart state, integrating next-generation technology to improve quality of life, grow the state's economy, and retain and attract residents. And please watch that space. It's a very exciting partnership with the state. Last fall, a four-day trip to Mexico, in which two trustees participated, produced a partnership for collaborative research on diabetes and obesity and established new student fellowship opportunities with our neighbor country to the south. That followed an earlier trip to Taiwan and Singapore, where talks with universities, government, and industry centered on establishing new research partnerships and expanding student and faculty exchange programs. A similar trip to India is planned later this year as we work to increase our global reach and impact. The U of I system is also reaching out to top businesses in Illinois to help solve real-world problems here. Recently, we created a CEO roundtable comprised of top executives from major Illinois companies that are deeply invested in the state and want to partner with us to build on their successes to promote the long-term competitiveness of Illinois. Partnerships are being developed around complex problems that draw on faculty strengths from multiple disciplines and departments across the system. These partnerships and public-private partnerships will tackle problems with significant industry-wide impact where the scale of the problem is too large for any individual company to solve. An example, Caterpillar will work with researchers in Urbana, leveraging resources at NCSA to more easily design new construction equipment, and will partner with students and faculty in Chicago at UIC's Innovation Center to design apps that will help CAT operate in a world where digital technology is impacting the construction site. These new partnerships promise discovery and economic development with far-reaching impact that's real. Technologies that are developed and commercialized by the U of I system lead to licenses with global and regional companies and the launch of startup companies that develop new products and improve lives and give our students opportunities for professional development and growth. In the 16 years since the system implemented programs and services that support innovation and entrepreneurship, nearly 1,200 U.S. patents have been issued on our technologies. Since the opening of our first early-stage technology incubator in 2003, we have incubated more than 300 startups. These startup companies have attracted nearly $1 billion in investment in venture capital and angel investment. Urbana's Research Park is a visible testament to the power of our scholarship. It is now home to more than 90 companies and growing, including 12 Fortune 500 companies, including Abbott Labs, AbbVie, ADM, Amarin, Capital One, Caterpillar, John Deere, and Yahoo, and many others. Our alumni and our students graduate into the world with a spirit of innovation and entrepreneurship that has launched new companies ingrained into the real fabric of America. This slide reflects just a handful of successful U of I alumni-founded businesses that have improved our daily lives, created jobs, and pumped new dollars into the world economy. Combined, this small subset of 20 companies today employs more than 220,000 employees with annual revenues that exceed $75 billion. The impact the U of I system has is just astonishing. Just imagine for a second if all UI alumni-founded companies were included beyond this 20 subset, and just imagine the promise that the new generations of graduates hold for the future of the world. So in closing, we have a framework, we're ambitious, we're aggressive, and we're moving. We've built a platform for success. We have world-class scholars and state-of-the-art facilities. We have a long track record of achievement. We have a culture of interdisciplinary collaboration that's in our DNA, and we know now all about DNA too. Grounded firmly in the human experience, and we want to paint through arts and humanities into everything we do. We have a growing network of partners locally, regionally, and globally who share our dreams for the future. And more than anything else, we have just wonderful faculty who we cherish, we support, and we're going to grow over time. Through our strategic framework, we've raised the bar for our expectations to the highest rung. Research and scholarship that changes the world, that makes the U of I system the place to turn for pioneering discovery and innovation. So thank you again. And before I take questions that you might have, I want to give you a short announcement on an important addition to our proposed IPAC agreement with the state. And this has got a name that I'd like you to, board members, to remember. We call it III, Invest in Illinoisans. And the subtitle is to ensure that talented Illinois high school students remain in Illinois for college and beyond college. The University of Illinois system has a strong, long-standing commitment to Illinois students and families. Despite budget impasses that come and go, that is our commitment. Currently, we admit over 70% of Illinois students who apply to our universities, and across the system, more than 80% of our undergraduates are Illinois residents, 94% in Chicago, 83% in Springfield, and 73% in Urbana-Champaign. But we also lose many students because of cost. In fact, 8 of the top 10 reasons that our admitted students that are qualified cite for choosing another school outside the state have to do with financial barriers. The outflow of students is growing and is a great concern to us. Illinois is now second only to New Jersey in the net number of students who leave for colleges in other states. In 2015, 45% of college-bound high school graduates in Illinois left the state, up from 29% in 2002. It's a loss for us, and it's a loss for the state. Studies show that a majority of college graduates stay in the state where they earned their degree, so the out-migration is costing Illinois talent, earning power, and a host of other benefits based on research that shows college graduates are healthier, live longer, and more likely to volunteer in their communities. So we have a responsibility to do even better, and we have developed a plan that we're announcing to ensure that we do better. Tomorrow, we will introduce an amendment to our IPAC legislation, and it's called the Invest in Illinoisans, or III program. This proposal would earmark $170 million per year over the 5 years of the IPAC agreement to support Illinois students, attract them to our universities, and stem the outflow of talent that is crucial to Illinois' future. If IPAC is approved, this program would provide $850 million in financial aid for Illinois undergraduates over the term of the 5-year agreement, a funding level unprecedented in our 150-year history. The $170 million in annual financial aid for in-state students amounts to 85% of our total institutional aid, which has grown to about $200 million annually. Total institutional aid just 5 years ago was $136 million and only $68 million a decade ago. So we are growing our commitment to financial aid, and we're focused on Illinois students. If financial aid continues to grow, as we hope it will, and we will drive for this to grow through philanthropy and other stories, the U of I system will commit to devote 85% of any growth to in-state students during the 5-year term of IPAC. So I hope you will join me in urging legislators to approve IPAC and this important amendment to the agreement, which is of fundamental significance to the future economic development of the state of Illinois. This is how you grow a tax base over time, and we want to be part of that. We want to make sure that our best and brightest students study right here at home in this world-class incubator of talent, and then they use their talents that they nurture at our three great universities to move Illinois forward, raise their families, pay taxes, get jobs, and contribute to our state. So thank you very much for your indulgence, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to take any questions or thoughts on the strategic framework.
Thank you, Tim. Any questions or comments? Outstanding, ambitious, as usual, insightful. Appreciate your comments and your work.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.